ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said it took longer than expected for Israel to agree to a daily four-hour pause of strikes on northern Gaza to allow civilians to get out. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby explains why the U.S. does not support a full ceasefire.
A ceasefire, general ceasefire, means everybody lays their arms down and you sort of talk about the end of this conflict. To do that right now would be a benefit to Hamas. It would give them time to resource plan and execute additional attacks. It would also legitimize what they did on October 7th.
Major announcement came from Capitol Hill, where Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he will not run for re-election next year. Gives Republicans a strong opportunity to win back the seat Manchin's held since 2010. 75-year-old also did not close the door on a third-party presidential run. And authorities are investigating suspicious letters containing fentanyl or a powdery substance that were sent to elections officials in five states. This is ABC News. Trial began Thursday of the man accused of breaking into the home of Nancy Pelosi and attacking her husband. Prosecutors held up the hammer allegedly used in the attack. David DePapp's attorney says she will not dispute that he attacked Paul Pelosi, but will say he was caught up in conspiracy theories. Paul Pelosi is expected to testify next week. The airline industry is sounding the alarm over a shortage of employees. Safety experts spoke to a Senate subcommittee Thursday, says ABC's M. Nguyen.
The nation's top accident investigator says the series of close calls on runways across the U.S. this year is showing clear signs of strain that cannot be ignored. The chair of the National Safety Transportation Board, Jennifer Homendy, testified before a Senate committee about the shortage of air traffic controllers that's leading, she says, to fatigue and distractions. Homendy also warned that irregular work schedules among pilots is causing issues as well. I'm M. Nguyen, ABC News.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers headed to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers working out in pads, getting ready to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, led by linebacker T.J. Watt. Matt LaFleur on what to expect Sunday.
They pride themselves on physicality, and it shows up all over the tape. They've got a lot of guys that are big, strong, physical, and they made plays, you know, when it matters most.
NBA. Milwaukee squeaked out a win, 120-118. The Bucks versus the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo driving down the court, scores, makes a face at had a Pistons player ejected from the game. Giannis in disbelief. So was his teammate Damian Lillard.
I think it was a character building when you're down your best player in that type of moment where you know it's you get a technical foul and then you get another technical foul and it was their ball. You know, it's just when it rains, it pours. You know, we had techs, it was their ball, they had momentum, they was confident making shots. Even though we had a lead, the game was changing, and we know in this league leads go away quick.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 30 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay